Pesachim. Erev Pesachim means Erev Pesach, Yudalet Benisim. Now the top Tosis says, Igarsin and Arve, if you are Geris Arve, Nichitz, very good, and it makes sense talking about a plural. Arve Pesachim, the plural of Erev Pesachim. Vigarsin and Erev, but if we have the Geris that we have at Erev, Hokikoma, doesn't make sense to say Erev Pesachim. So this is what the Mishnah means to say. Erev Sheshechnam by Pesachim. This is the, like, Erev, the day before that we shecht a lot of Pesachim. This is the day before Yom Tov Pesach that we shecht a lot of Pesachim. Inami, another Pshat Pesach says, Erev Pesach means Rishon V'Sheni. This is Erev Pesach of Erev Rishon and Erev Pesach of Pesach Asheni. So the Sikh is here that even by Pesach Sheni also, you should not eat beforehand in order at night time to be able to eat the matzah by Pesach Sheni, also the taivon the way you're supposed to. It's like Mishum here, the mitzvah, you should eat it when you're still hungry and enjoy eating it. Tochim, samach lemincha, before mincha, which we'll see, the Mefarshim here learns it means mincha katana, that means 3 o'clock in the afternoon, is lo yoichal odom achatechshach. A person should not eat Erev Pesach by the sman of mincha katana, which is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You should not eat from then on achatechshach. So let's see Rashbam. Erev Pesach samach lemincha. Mincha katana means kodem lemincha mat. It means a little bit even before the zman mincha, which means a chatzi shor, a half an hour before the time of mincha gedolim. That means betchila shor asiris, at the beginning of the 10th hour, which let's say chatzos usually is 6 hours. So then 3 hours later is 3 o'clock. So at the beginning after three, that's called the beginning of the 10th hour. The tanan we learned, tomid nishchat b'shmoyno machza, the korban atomid is brought at 8.5 hours a day. The korav v'tisho machza is finished. They make that krova 9.5 hours. Now 9.5 hours a day, that's the time to daven mincha ketana. Mincha gedola, people start already by chatzos, after chatzos to daven mincha gedola. But mincha ketana, that means from 9.5 hours of the day, which is the zman when they brought the korban hatomish of ben abayim. So nimtzas mincha ketana betisha machza. Really, when does mincha ketana start? That starts 9.5 hours of the day, which is 3:30. The somachle, now Mishnah says Loshin Erev Pesachim somach lemincha, a little bit before mincha, you have to stop eating. So somach Rash and Rashbam both say that means a half an hour. The somachle haynu chatzi shor koidim, a half an hour before, that means besoiv shor cheese, at the end of the 9th hour of the day, or tchila shor asiris. That's the beginning of the 10th hour, which is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's from that time on Erev Pesach that the Mishnah says, Lo yoichal odom achatechshach. You're not supposed to eat anything. So Rashbam says, why not? Lo yoichal odom, kidei sheyoichal matzah shel mitzvah l'teyovin. Kidei at night time by the Seder, when you come to eat the matzah, you should eat l'teyovin. I mean, you should have a warm teat. You should be hungry then but to eat it. Mishum hid the mitzvah. That's already making the mitzvah nice. And since there's a mitzvah midiraisa to eat Pesach, to eat matzah, Pesach by night, so today to eat the matzah nice behidur means eat it when you really want to eat. So if you'll fill yourself up in the afternoon, you won't have an appetite to eat at night. That's not a hidur mitzvah. Therefore, you're not supposed to eat in the afternoon from 3 o'clock on. So Pesach really is, like, what are we talking about? What can't you eat? What does it mean you can't eat from 3 o'clock on? If it means on Erev Pesach can't eat matzah, on Erev Pesach the whole day you're not supposed to eat matzah. Could the Amrin of Yishalmi, there's a Yishalmi that says, Koloichol matzah Erev Pesach, whoever eats matzah on Erev Pesach, kilu boil our resources of the base chometz. It's like you boil your wife before you have nisuin with her. After kedushin, before nisuin. In other words, it's not nice. Like, why can't you wait already? Here also, there's a mitzvah midirayis to eat the matzah at night. So wait the whole Erev Pesach. You're not supposed to eat matzah. Viva minatagim. If it means tam with type of other nash, other type of food. Minatagim, or some words it means fruits, or some say it means from chamesh saminim type of cakes. You are allowed to eat those things even after 3 o'clock. So what is the Mishnah talking about that after 3 o'clock you're not supposed to eat? The Yeshleima Tosis learns the Ari b'matzah Ashira. It means like egg matzah. matzah shiro, rich matzah, to lay osav yishalmi yelba matzah ruya loses bochevosei. So yishalmi only says on erev Pesach you shouldn't eat matzah, that you could be yotzer the mitzvah matzah b'leil Pesach. The achilas kodim zmana, and if you eat it before the time, that's not nice. Avo matzah ashiro, but if you eat like egg matzah, shariya, that's mutter to eat. Because since you can't be yotzer the mitzvah at night with egg matzah anyway, therefore if you eat it for yom, it's okay. No, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when you're supposed to stop eating. Today, when it comes at night time to eat the matzah, you should eat it l'tzei yovin. Right, the Mishnah says, now, afilu oni shevi Yisrael, even a poor person, lo yoichel, he should not eat the seder by night, ad sheyisav, until first he lies down. He has to be noyig in your acheris, to lie down, ad sheyisav. So Rashbam says, the afilu oni shevi Yisrael, lo yoichel, should be girls, b'leil psochim. At night time, ad sheyisav, until he lies down, kederech b'nei chorven, like a free person. B'mito, he has to have a bed, v'yal ha-shulchan, next to a shulchan, zeich l'cheiris. To be zeich l'cheiris. The Taisa speaks out, what does the Mishnah mean, even a oni shev Yisrael? Everybody has to do this. The Taisa says, the Sakhla Tahatech, I would have thought, ta'asebas oni le'chashiva seba. A poor person, the whole year, he doesn't eat this way. So him, it's a joke. Pesach b'nai t'yishu b'daf, you sit down, lie down, maybe it means nothing. The ain lay amal osir, first of all, he doesn't have anything to lie down with. The ain's a derech eris. Kamashko and the Mishnah know that even a non, even the poorest person, still becomes a seder by night, he has to act as if he's a ben chorin, and when he eats the matzah, he has to be lying down, at least leaning down on his left side, and eat derech eris. Near a shulchan, this matzah from the Mashbam, you have to be, and also in the times of the Gemara, the mamish had a bed. So he used to lie down on the left side of the bed. Now that we have a chair, there's still a need of haseva to lie down on your left side when eat the matzah. So not only an usher, but even a noni has to eat it by haseva also. It's interesting that Miri says a loshin that the reason why we have to do it is kadesh, a person should be meramis himself, he should make himself a simon lecheris or gula, and that should make himself wake up to give back shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that made us free. And then you, why we eat Passover is, we're supposed to act as if we're really B'nai Chur and we went out free tonight. And that wakes us up to make us have a feeling like to thank Hashem why we came out free. So that's in your teeth Passover. So even a noni also has this mitzvah teeth Passover leaning down. Right, the Mishnah says, Lo yifchasu loi me'ar b'koysois ashayayin. So it says in Lashon, yifchasu. So Shvam says it means it goes on the Gavite Sokom. The people that give out tzedakah on Erev Pesach, they have to give extra money to the aniyim to come around to collect. They have to give them enough money that they should have to buy dalad kaisas worth of wine. That's the lashon b'lo yifchasu. The gavoyim at tzedakah should not give them less than the amount of money to buy 4 kaisas of wine. The yafilu minatamchui. Even if the person is very, very poor, that he goes around every day to collect food to eat for that day, still the gavoyim at tzedakah has to give him today Erev Pesach enough money to buy Arba Koisis. So Rashi Rashbam says, Lo yifchas aloi, that means the gaboi stucca goes on. Ha mafanis simas ha'aniyim, that they give money to mafanis to support the aniyim. Kiritnan, ein toysun lioni oivim imokam, that you have to give them money. Alma lishtin lo yifchasu a gaboi stucca koi. This losh lo yifchasu, they should not give him less. He goes on the gaboi, the one that gives out the money. Vua dinamim lo yitnu loi, Rashbam says, even if the Gambit Stoker does not give the Oni money, this Oni has to do everything he has in his power to get that money to buy the dollar crisis. Even if it means to borrow money, to go around. El Urcha de Milsonok, it's just a regular manner is, the normal manner is, he doesn't have to work that hard. In every city, there's a Gambit Stoker. So the Neim go to the Gabbai Tzedakah, and the Gabbai Tzedakah now, whenever Pesach gives him extra money to buy his dalad kaisis. Yeah. Then Rashbam says, like Rashi says, why do we have dalad kaisis? As the Medrash says, that there are 4 lashonis of gula by Mitzrayim, voitzeisi, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti, v'itzalti. Tashis veira. So because of these 4 lashonis, that's why we have dalad kaisis. And then the Mishnah ends off, v'yafilu minatamchis, Rashbam says, who mispanas mitam chishav zokon, means a very poor person that goes around every day to collect money for the food of that day. Tehainu oni shabaniim, a very poor person. The nam asech to pay mishiesh ben mosim stay sudas, whoever has enough money to buy for himself 2 meals, He cannot collect money there from the Tamchi. Because the Tamchi was a collecting of every single day they gave out to the Aniyim that did not have food for that day. So they gave him either food or the money to buy for that day. So if you had enough money or you had food for that day, you would not want to take Minat Tamchi. So not only that takes Minat Tamchi means he does not even have enough food for that day, still we say he has to have dollar cases. On Erev Pesach, he has to make sure he gets enough money to get himself dollar cases of Yain. So to Gemara, Ma'ir Arvei Pesachim. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah that on Erev Pesach you're not allowed to eat from the time of Mincha or Samach LeMincha? Afilu Arvei Shabbos is v'yemim tovim nami. Even on a regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, also the din is you're not supposed to eat after the Zman of Mincha Kitana, after 3:30 in the afternoon. The Tani we learned in a Braisa. Lo yoichal odom b'yarvei Shabbosis v'yemim tovim min haMincha l'malo. A person should not eat on every Shabbos or every Yom Tov. You should not eat min haMincha l'malo. Today you come to Shabbos. Today you should come into Shabbos. When you're hungry a little bit, you have a desire to eat. So, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. In other words, the mitzvah to have Oinik Shabbos, you're supposed to have the Suda on Shabbos. So, the mitzvah to eat the Suda should also be the taiva. You should have to want to eat it. You shouldn't fill yourself Friday afternoon, fill yourself up, and then when it comes to Shabbos by night, you have no desire to eat. So, what's the chiddush about Mishnah? Arvei Pesachim, Luhura, every Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov had the same halacha. You're not supposed to eat min haMincha l'malo. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Rashi says, Rashbam, Afilu Arvei Shabbos Alibud Rabbi Yehuda, Kedei Shei Kiddush Usuda Shabbos Chobavolo. Kedei at night time when you make your Kiddush, and when you have your Suda Shabbos, it should be Chobav, you should want to eat. Not that you're filled up already. So what's the Kiddush of our Mishnah? Every Shabbos has the same halacha. Then the Braita says, Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, Rabbi Yosi Yoz No, Oichel Vohoylech Atchetefshach. Now, here's the old, you know, in a regular era of Shabbos and era of Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat up until the night time. You don't have to stop eating. So, the Chur of Kashri is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what is the Chiddush of our Mishnah? So, Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna's Teretz is, Leitzricha Elul Rabbi Yosi, Enochanami. Our Mishnah is only saying a Chiddush according to Rabbi Yosi Shita. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Chiddush of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says a Chiddush even according to Rabbi Yosi. The Omar Oichel Vahoylech, Akshat Tefshach, on a regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, he says, you're allowed to continue reading up until the night time. Hani Mili, when did Rabbi Yosi say this? Barve Shabbos is Yom Tovim. Only on a regular Erev Shabbos, or a regular Erev Yom Tov. Avo Erev HaPesach, when it comes to Erev HaPesach, Mishum Chiyuve Dematza Moida. But here, it's about the Zechiv at night time, Tit Matza, and here, Lechur Zechiv Mediraisa, Tit Matza, so here Rabbi Yosi is Moida, since it's Mediraisa, Chiyuv Tit Matza, Balel Pesach, that Midrabonan, you should not eat in the afternoon, today not to fill yourself up, today when it comes Pesach by night, you'll eat the Matza, but Taivam, with a Chodav HaMitzvah. So Rashi says, Mishum chiyuvei de matzah, or Rashbam, shaloi tei nechela salasoiva. You should not come to eat the matzah Pesach by night when you're already satisfied. Now, why is matzah bigger chiyuv than a regular Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov? So Rashbam says, v'chiyuvei de matzah leil rishon choyva. That's a chiyuv midraisa to eat matzah on Pesach by night. The chiyuv the pasuk says, po erev toich lo matzois. So since there's a special mitzvah saseh to eat matzah Pesach by night, so while the Havimim are going now, Mishum Hidra Mitzvah, you're supposed to eat that matzah when you still have a desire to eat, not when you're satisfied already. Therefore, from 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, you should not eat anything heavy. Today, you should be able to eat the matzah, Pesach by night, the time when you have a desire to eat it. But on a regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Rabbi Yosi Yoz No, you're allowed to continue reading Mamash up until Achat Echshach. Even though there's an Inyan to have the Suda Shabbos, of the Sawat Eshtins, even if you're filled up for the Suda Shabbos by night time, you can eat the Suda Shabbos morning, like in the morning Shabbos. But Eshin is not Tavka with the rice, you have to have the Suda at night, you can have the Suda B'yayim also. So Erev Shabbos is not so chomot Rabbi Yosi as it Erev Pesach. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Even according to Rabbi Yosi, you're not allowed to eat an Erev Pesach after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Here's one Teretz. Rav Papa says another Teretz. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So then the question was, what's the Chiddush of Erev Pesach Every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontov has the same halacha. That's not as a chilek. Hossam over there, the average Shabbos of Yom Tovim, on a regular Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontov, the din is, Minamin Cholomala Hu Diyosir. You're just not allowed to eat Minamin Cholomala, which means 3:30. That's all. Of the Samach Lemincha Shari, there the Brisa does not say a lashon of Samach Lemincha. There the Brisa before said that Minamincha Lomal you should not eat. Minamincha means Mincha Kitana, which is 3:30, the Zman that you bring the Korban Atomach Shabbain Abayim. So from 3:30 in the afternoon, that's when you're not supposed to eat. Avob Erev Pesach, but our Mishnah says the Chiddush even according to Rav Yehuda. That on Erev Pesach, I'll tell you, Afilu Samach Lemincha Nami Yosir. Even next and near to Mincha, you also have to stop eating. Which Samach Lemincha means half an hour before. So that's the Chiddush on Erev Pesach. You have to stop 3 o'clock. You can't eat anymore on Erev Pesach. Yeah. For the Morna Akash and Rapopam, well, there are Shabbos, Samach Lemincha Shari? Is that true? You're going to tell me, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, that you're allowed to eat 3 o'clock, Samach Lemincha. It only means the Zman Mincha 3:30. That's when you have to stop eating. For your time, we learned in the Braisa, Lo Yoichal Odom be Erev Shabbos be Yom Tovim. A person should not have a Suda, should not sit down to eat on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, Mitesha Shayus Lamala. From 9 hours of the day and further up, which means 3 o'clock. So it doesn't say 3:30. It says 9 o'clock, 9 hours, which is 3 o'clock, which is like our Mishnah, that's called Samach Lemincha. Even though the Zaman Mincha is only 3:30, but a half an hour before that, you have to stop eating even on Erev Shabbos. Kidei, why? In order, Sheikonis LeShabbos Geshutava, that you should come into Shabbos to have Yesud Shabbos when you have Taiva, when you have a desire to eat. Divrei Reb Yehuda, this is Reb Yehuda Shita. So you see, not like Rav Papa, that even on a regular Erev Shabbos, also Rav Yehuda Shita is, you have to stop eating 3 o'clock. Not 3:30, but 3 o'clock. Rabbi Yossi says, Oichel v'hoylach ad shetechshech. He also knows, on a regular Erev Shabbos, there's no need to stop eating before Shabbos. You can continue eating up until Shabbos, ad shetechshech. So I call upon him, this is the kash on Rav Papa. You see, not like a Papa's teretz. So first of all, the Gemara wants to say, Amma Mazutra, Mazutra wants to say, Man Leimelon, who's going to tell us, Dimataretztahi, that this Bryce you just brought down is true, is right. Dilma Mishabeshti, maybe that Bryce made a mistake. There was maybe